Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thanks. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely. You will not.
I will. You...
Oh, okay, thank you so much. What is your age?
85.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I wouldn't be a Republican if my life depended on it.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I'm not a Republican at all.
I think I misunderstood.
I have no qualms about the Republican Party. They're a bunch of losers, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so do you think of yourself as a Democrat or an Independent?
Yes, that's right.
An Independent?
Democrat.
All right, thank you so much. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I just changed from Republican to Democrat. So I would say a strong Republican or a Democrat right now.
All right.
Because I hate the Republican Party.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied if the Republicans get in the party.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And starting with funding for mental health services.
That would be a 10. That's...
From 0 to 10?
Yes, a 10.
A 10. Thank you. And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
Definitely.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
Improving K-12 education?
Pardon me? No. K-12? What
yeah.
did you say on that?
Yeah, improving K-12 education from 0 to 10, how important is for you?
You're talking schooling now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a 10.
Thank you. Now, protecting abortion rights?
That would be a 10.
Thank you. Lowering rent?
That would be a 10 also.
And cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
That would be a 10.
All right, thank you so much. And now I will let you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. And starting with Donald Trump.
He's a 0 as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. J.B. Vance?
He's definitely a 0.
Thanks. Democrats in Congress?
The Democrats in Congress? Probably 50.
Thank you so much. Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Pardon me?
The candidate, Lori Chavez de Rimer?
I have no idea who that is.
Thank you. Tina Kotek?
Kotek, the governor?
Yeah.
She's probably 60 or 70, 60.
60. Thank you so much. Janelle Bynum?
What is he?
Oh,
Janelle Bynum?
It's a Democratic candidate.
What my candidate?
Janelle Bynum. I think it is for Congress.
I have no idea.
All right.
I'd have to read up on it.
And Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris is, she's probably 70.
Sorry, thank you. Republicans in Congress?
0.
McDonald's? Yeah.
What is McDonald's? Oh, McConnell, you mean?
McDonald's, the food restaurant.
Oh, 20%. I don't go there that often.
All right, thank you. And Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is probably 60%.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Cornel West?
No, I vote for Biden.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Rimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Rimer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or not chance at all?
Is she a Republican?
Yes.
No, I won't vote for her at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of it.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Well, judging by the stock market and everything, I strongly approve it.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't even know who she is.
All right, thank you. And just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 68% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Rimer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Rimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the other one, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She is not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Thank you so much.
The Democrat.
And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Nothing. I just think that the Republicans are out of sight now. I think they're from Trump on down. I would think they're a piece of garbage.
Maybe
that's my opinion of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. Five means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
I'm convinced that we need some Democrats in there.
So from 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
8 is fine.
Thank you so much.
For the Democrat. Mm-hmm.
And continuing with Janelle Bynum, the Democrat candidate, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning in K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
Probably a 10.
Thank you. And Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay it off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower health care prices and expand affordable...
I got another call coming in here now, so I'm going to have to cut this short.
I got
a call coming in. Goodbye. My wife is out of town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Ha, 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 ha.